Just stay where you're at, and I want you to close your eyes and just stay here. Thank you, Jesus. More of you, God. More of you, God. More of you, God, in my life. More of you, God, in our lives. More of you, God. If you believe that you need more of God in your life, speak that to yourself. I need you more, Lord. I need more of you, Lord. I need you more. I need your peace more. I need your strength more. I need your love more. I need your joy more. I need more of you, Lord. Speak that over yourself right now. I need you more. I need you more. Thank you, Jesus. I need you more. I need you more, Jesus. For us right now, and it's just a concentrated time of prayer and of thanksgiving and of worship. Prayer is talking to Him. Talk to Him. This may be your only time that you talk to Him. Talk to Him. Praise Him. Give Him glory. Ask Him. Hebrews 11:6 says, anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him, seek His face, seek Him. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of these things will be added unto you. Your prayer, your praise, your worship brings God into every situation that you have. Every scenario, every thing that's around you in your life, prayer, praise, talking with God brings God into that situation. On our own, we are so limited. As we were saying, it's not us. As Peter was saying, it's not me, it's not you, it's Him in you. The key to your life is the key to peace and the key to joy and the key to strength and the key to love and the key to the peace that passes understanding and the key to self-control and the key to being like Jesus, the key is you believing that God exists and you diligently seeking His face through prayer and through supplication by faith. It is the key to your life, and the key to establish the things in your life is by prayer and supplication and having faith in Him in Jesus Christ. Amen? By faith, by prayer, by having the faith to pray, and that by praying in faith. Amen? Wednesdays, Sundays, can't be our only days to praise and worship and pray and talk to the Father. It's every day. Mark 11:24 says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe it, you can receive it and it will be yours. God is so good. He just wants to be with you. He just wants to be with you. That's why he went through all this rigmarole, just to be with you. And you with him. That's why Jesus was sent, so you could be with him and he could be with you. So we could have this opportunity in Jesus Christ to be with him and to feel his love and to feel his everything and to feel all these things and to be with him by faith in Jesus Christ. And if any of you know and have been through things and allowed yourself to try and do it all yourself, you know that most of the time we don't do it right. But when we stop and pray and have faith in that prayer, God comes into that situation. I just want to speak out of my heart right now, and I just want to kind of let you be where you're at, but I want you to listen to the words, because the words are going to be from Hebrews 11:6 basically says this. It says, and it's impossible to please God without faith, and anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. A person who is diligent is one that will go any length to find God and obey his word. Any lengths. Jesus teaches that we have to be a committed people, a committed person, a person that lets his yes be yes and lets her yes be yes and let your no be no, a committed person. And have a desire to seek after the truth and seek after God and to take up his cross and take up her cross and to follow Jesus. And the word says that forever who desires to save their life will have to lose it. And whoever loses their life for Jesus' sake will find it. For what do you profit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? Matthew 16:24-25. So then we have to ask ourselves, I have to ask myself, am I diligently seeking after God? Am I doing Matthew 6:33 and am I seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Am I taking up my cross and following after Christ every day? What does it mean to be diligent? A diligent follower of Christ. Well, I have some ideas. If you're a football player, if a football player only goes to half the practices, is he diligent? If a basketball player only goes to half the practices, are they diligent? If a student rarely studies at home, is he or she diligent? If a student goes unprepared to class, is he or she diligent? I think the answer we all know is no. Which means then, what is diligent? If a Christian only goes to only goes to half the church services, are they diligent? If a Christian or a person who calls themselves a Christian only rarely studies the Bible, are they diligent? What does it mean to be diligent? Seeking after the face of Jesus, seeking after those promises and going after those promises. The Word says to study the Word to prove yourself faithful. Am I studying the Word? We have to ask ourselves this, because here's what it comes down to is am I in fellowship with Jesus Christ? Am I in a relationship with God the Father? If I'm in a relationship with God the Father, then I need to be diligent to continue that relationship. I can't be in a relationship with my wife and only talk to her sometime. I need to be diligent to speak and to do and to be around. I have to make time. I have to make good on my part of the promise, right? God's going to make time for His part of the promise, but I need to make time for my part of the promise. My part of the promise is to seek first the kingdom of God and to be diligent and to take up my cross and carry it. It says here in Hebrews 11:6 that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. That's a promise. That's a promise. It's the key. Diligently seeking Him. What does that mean? It means going after Him. Going to any length to find God and obey His word. Going at any lengths. It's like that person who has that rare disease and who only can find it in one part of the country, in one part of the world, and diligently finding a way there. Doing anything and everything to get there. That's the call on your life to be a fellow follower of Christ, is that you know where the cure is. But we have to go to any length to find God for you. To any lengths. Seek Him first and His righteousness. And it says all these things will be added unto you. Hebrews 11:6, I say it again. It says, believe that God exists and He rewards those who diligently seek Him. And I bring up the football player and the students because that's part of my world. And I see it all the time that kids go to practice half the time but expect the full reward. It doesn't work that way. You can't do things half whatever and expect the full outcome to be there. The word pretty tells us pretty clearly that we seek His kingdom first and we go after Him first and we diligently seek Him first and we put God first in our lives and we do all these things first for God in our lives, and then the promises will be fulfilled in your life. What are we not doing here? If you're not seeing the promises fulfilled in your life, what are we not doing here? What are we not getting? What are we not going after? What are we not flowing towards? What are you not doing? What am I not doing? If I'm not seeing what I want in my life, am I not doing something proper in the right order? I need to check myself. I need to look at what's happening. I need to diligently seek after God's will for my life. And all those promises and all those rewards come after. Amen. We do all this by faith. And Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the confidence. Faith is a confidence that we hope for will actually happen. What do you hope for? What are you hoping for in your life? Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the confidence that what you hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about the things we cannot see. What can you not see in your life that you're hoping for? By faith, by prayer, by supplication, by asking. The Lord says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open to you. Seek and you will find. Do that in faith. Because in faith it says, in faith, if I ask, then I have the confidence that what I hope for will actually happen. Seek the kingdom first. Ask for what you hope for. Have faith that it will actually happen. Diligently seek after God in your life. And it says that He will reward you. We know what one reward is, and that's eternity with Him. Eternity with the Father. That's good news. That's a good thing. Amen? Amen. So what is it that you need to be diligent at this week? Seeking the kingdom first. Seeking the kingdom first. What does that mean? If you want your kid or your family or your cousins or whatever it is to be the best student ever, what does that take? Diligence in their studies. If you want to be the best teacher you can be, what does that take? Diligence. If you want to be the best that you can be at anything that it is, what does it take? It takes you to be diligently seeking after that. Well, the word says, seek after the kingdom of righteousness first. Be diligent in that, in all the things that you hope for, all the things that you've asked for, all the things that you have faith for will be your reward. Amen. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. Be diligent. Be diligent in what? Be diligent in your prayer life. Prayer is a, sometimes I think it's a fancy word to say talk to God. We can pray, you can talk to God, and you can praise Him while you're praying. You can worship Him while you're praying to Him, while you're talking to Him. If my son does something good, I'm going to give him praise. Well, if God does something good for me, I can give Him praise. It's not that I have to sing a song, but I can give Him praise at any point in time. I can worship Him for being a good God all the time. I can talk to Him and tell Him how good He is. I can talk to Him, I can tell Him how awesome He is to me and all the good things He's done and praise Him. Thank you, God, for all these things that You've done for me and all these things that You're rewarding me with. I can pray, I can talk, I can go to Him in thanksgiving. I can go to Him with my needs. I can talk to my Father and say, "My Father, I need these things." Amen. And when He gives it to you, you talk to Him again and praise Him. You use that prayer and you use what happened in that answered prayer as a testimony for how good He is. Amen. Prayer and faith go hand in hand. Speaking to God, talking to God, having faith for those things that you talk to Him about to come to pass is the reason why you're praying to Him. Faith in Him. This week, as we go about our things, be diligent in your faith that you talk to Him, that you pray. Like I said, I think it's a fancy term to say, I can say thank you to God. I can talk to my Heavenly Father. I can praise Him. I can thank Him. I can go to Him with my needs and my concerns and my desires. And I can knock and I can ask and I can seek His face. Amen? You can do those things too. We can do all of these things. A person who is diligent is a person who goes to any length to go after what God has promised. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord. Let's talk to our God. Let's talk to our Heavenly Father. Let's talk to our Father. Let's talk to our Daddy. Let's talk to Him. Father God, we come before You and we say thank You, Lord. We say thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, You are my Father. You are my Heavenly Father. You give of Your love, and we can come before You and praise You and thank You and give You glory and give You honor and give You everything that we are, because You give us and You have given us everything that You are. Lord, there's a time and that we need to look in the mirror and say, I need to stop doing this. I need to stop doing that. I need to get right. I need to be diligently seeking after Your face, because right now I'm not. And we have to know that God loves us. Thank You. Thank You, God. I challenge you this week and into your life then to diligently seek His face. Sincerely seek Him out. Talk to Him. Pray to Him. talk with him about the things that are on your mind. Speak to him about the things that you're in need of. And don't just speak to him. Ask him for the things you're in need of. The word says ask and you shall receive. Ask in faith that his will be glorified in your life. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming to Faith Ministries Church tonight. Thank you for giving of your time. And I just pray a blessing over you all this week and answers to prayer. I pray that, Father God, that the prayers that have been prayed tonight and before are being answered. And that those answers to those prayers are a testimony for your glory, not only for people to hear in this church, but for people to hear outside. That'll be a testimony for your glory, to prove to people that you are real, that you are good, and that your love endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have a blessed week. Have a loving week. We'll see you all Sunday. Amen.